The silence feels deafening, doesn't it? Like, does he hear these quiet whispers like everyone says he does? Does he really see the tears I cry when no one is around? And why in pain and suffering does God tend to feel so far away? Some would say there are seasons when he removes the feeling of his presence. Others would say it doesn't matter what you feel because what is true doesn't change based on how you feel. And I think both are right. God isn't limited to our capacity for understanding him. I'm going to say that again. God isn't limited to our capacity for understanding him. I think that we limit God because we are limited. But meanwhile, you have the enemy of your soul convincing you that God doesn't care about your world. And if I must confess, I never liked it when somebody would tell me, well, God will sometimes remove the feeling of his presence. And I'm like, why? That sounds terrible. Why would he do that to me? Like, why would he remove himself in so many words? Because that's kind of what I heard. And as I've matured in my faith and my relationship, I've kind of realized that it has slowly bridged the gap in my relationship with him. Like, when I don't feel something in quotations there, how do I act? Do I ignore the truth? Do I ignore his faithfulness through my years just because in this time, even if it's a longer season that I like, to just ignore those truths? Do I allow myself to be convinced that he is far away even though scripture tells me he is near? It's basically me realizing, like, what is the genuineness of my faith, that just because I don't feel it, does it mean it's not true? Can I still cling to what is good even when things feel not so good? And really quick, before we dive into this topic even further, if this is something you've been struggling with, I do have my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, where I walk you through this in a much deeper step-by-step way. It's actually 50% off right now, almost ending here as we end out the month of April. And if you head to the podcast description by clicking on the link, or the title, I should say, of this episode and scrolling down, you'll be able to find the 50% off link to really start processing and working through this yourself. And not only talking about the surface level things, but getting to some root things as well. But I think that this is where we get stuck. We get stuck between what we feel and what we know to be true. Feeling far from God doesn't always mean you are far from God. Sometimes it means you're emotionally overwhelmed, or your thoughts are interpreting silence as distance. Your expectations of God should show up, but aren't being met. Did you guys hear me on that one? That, I feel like that's like one of the number one things that we're like, okay, God, you're so far away from me because you're not answering me or showing up the way I want you to. And that is what stings a little bit. And when that happens, your mind tries to explain it. And I've had my fair share of moments over this past year where I'm like, hey, God, remember me, I'm here. You know, like, it's not in you to forget me, right? Like, when I was saying that to him, it wasn't in that way. It wasn't like I was saying, like, okay, I know you forgot about me, but I'm like, hey, this is really tough. This is hard. I know it's holy and all that really like positive stuff. I'd like a little bit more clarity and understanding, maybe, like, maybe. And so that is where easily the distance can come into play. I've had to work, I've had to practice and do specific things to train my brain to see him differently in the trials and in the pain. But let's look at a few promises God really does have for us when it comes to this. Matthew 28:20, and behold, I am with you always to the end of age. Joshua 1:9, the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Psalm 34:18, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. James 4:8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. So if we know those to be true, but don't believe them for ourselves, and I think the deeper question becomes, why do these scriptures not bring me security and safety alongside how I feel? So in other words, what do I believe about God when I read those scriptures that prevents me from believing he isn't far away? Or is it how I'm viewing myself in the light of the trial I face? Something I like to say often is challenge the way you think to change the way you live. So if we are in autopilot, in that survival mode, our lives won't change because our thinking and feeling are running us instead of us making the choices for what to think or feel. And I teach my clients how to hold this tension. I teach them how to hold the reality of their experience and the truth that God speaks about their experience and Him through it. So often, I think we're trying to fix how we feel instead of moving through it. Now, if we tap on the logical side for just a minute, if God's presence is based on who He is, not how we feel, then His nearness doesn't come and go depending on our emotions, right? If God is never changing, doesn't plan to change, isn't going to change, then that means that how we feel does change, right? So if God is constant, then the distance isn't coming from Him moving. God's presence doesn't come and go based on our emotions, based on what we feel. But our awareness of His presence can. And sometimes the first step isn't trying to feel closer. It's untangling what's making Him feel far away. What beliefs are you keeping that are holding or fueling that are keeping that distance? Because again, you're not always going to feel His presence. You can't run your relationship based on feeling Him. And that's what I constantly am working with my clients in teaching them how to still be in this relationship that is strong and good with the Lord when things might feel more quiet. And I know that for some of you right now, this feels very personal, and that the sense of distance can feel tied to deeper patterns or past experiences. And I know that sometimes we need that like one-on-one help. And I know the one-on-one coaching that I do can be very helpful for that, because we walk through that gently in a way that's specific to you. So this week, I want you to think about, instead of asking yourself, why does God feel so far away? Try asking, which of these areas might be affecting how I'm experiencing Him right now? Again, we don't always have to fix ourselves. I want you to just to kind of get in that habit of noticing things, because we're not as far from God as we really feel. And you don't have to force connection to be close to Him. It's clear in His scripture, especially James 4:8, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. But we do have to lose some expectations of how we think God should show up and look for Him regardless. I'm not saying this is easy or anything and that anything like that. But when the Bible says God is near, that is true. But it's often that we, right, limit Him because we ourselves are limited and we can't see or understand the whole picture. What is preventing you from believing who God is right now? What is really making Him feel so far away? That's what I want you to think about when you're asking the questions. You can be real, you can be honest, but also allow yourself to get to some of those root things in your life as well. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life, and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because He delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.